Today's devotional was written by Catherine Davoli. Vengeance. It sounds like something the Prince of Peace would not desire, and yet as Christians we confess that that one is the same as the one this cry went up to in ancient times and to whom it still goes today. I want to imagine that peace is possible. I look to the themes of the other Advent candles, hope, love, joy, to get us there. But Jesus knows what we're up against. The cares of my heart are many, because evil systems and wicked leaders ordain that it be so. I can reconcile with my coworker who said a nasty thing to me about my appearance yesterday, but those who contrive mischief by statute, who condemn innocent people to death row, the privileged proud who exult in their wickedness, all these are systems and hallmarks of white supremacy and Christian nationalism. Against these, the psalmist believes, God is, as God should be, furious. Which is exactly why I pray the Psalms. The comfort of knowing that I am not alone in my experience on the hurting end of injustices in the world, and the shared unshakable faith that God does not want things to be this way. In Christ, repentance for the individual is always graciously offered. But there is no wicked system that survives God's judgment. Nothing evil that we have built makes it to the kingdom intact. Thank God. Let us pray. Show up, O God, as you have done in our history, ancestral and personal, protecting, saving, rescuing, helping. We need that now as much as we ever have, and make it so that no more such prayers need be sent. Bring down with your almighty hand every wicked system that harms, crushes, and exploits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.